This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. For the second week in a row, James Acaster is off frolicking around in Australia, trying not to get bitten by spiders or snakes or koala bears and the like. And instead of James, you have got a buffoon in charge, and that buffoon goes by the name of Joey Page. Look at me, back to back on a Sunday afternoon. Had my album of the month show, and now you've got me covering James's iPod Shuffle. And today, my guest is musician and round glasses wearer, Kieran Leonard.
Hello, Joey.
Now, Kieran is technically a very old friend of mine, though.
Technically,
depending on what day we speak to each other, sometimes, sometimes not. But at the minute, we're all right, aren't we?
I think so. Yeah,
good. So, welcome to the show. If you've not listened to the show before, what have you been doing with your entire adult life since this station's inception? What happens is, we play some tracks, but we don't know what they are because we just shuffle our iPods up. And sometimes you might get some horrific old tat, and then you will be put to the sword by people going, "What's this all about?" And then I'll ask questions on behalf of that. But don't worry, I'll be asking tough questions of myself as well.
Searching questions.
So how this will work over the next 2 hours, Kieran, is I'm going to chat to you briefly about the music that you would like to come out of your iPod, you know, first album, things like that. And then we'll find out what the reality of your musical taste is.
Oh, dear.
All right. So, Kieran.
Yes.
How are you feeling about it? Because you seem quite nervous.
Well,
about this whole.
I want to put in sort of a caveat at this point, which is if you'd asked me to do this a month or two ago, it'd have been wall to wall indie gold on my iPod. But I went on tour and I thought I'd just put some sort of guilty pleasures on there, some sort of nice things to unwind to while travelling. And I'm very, very cautious about revealing that to the world.
Well, I heard you shuffle for a couple of little prize pieces. We'll see how you get on.
Prize pieces, indeed.
Because if it is all cool, then I'm going to bring one up that I've heard. But we'll save that for a little bit. Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in touch with the show about any of our particular choices, then you can pick up the phone, as unfashionable as that is in the modern day, and press the zero button, followed by two threes, then another zero, 223-0200. Or you can email James at foobarradio.com.
James,
who I'm covering for.
Yeah, okay.
He likes to see the emails. It's an ego thing. I could have said mine, but I think it's his show. If you don't like it, I don't want it coming into my inbox. I want it going into his. Also, you can tweet us at foobarradio. How can people get in touch with you personally, Kieran, on Twitter if they so wish to do so this afternoon?
My handle, they can reach my handle, which is at Kieran Leonard.
I like what you've done there. How are you spelling that these days?
K-I-E-R-A-N Leonard.
Is it spelt like they've spelt it on the poster for the Hyde Park gigs that you're doing?
Yes. Exactly.
That was just a good way of shoehorning in that you're doing the Hyde Park gigs.
Not, it is.
I wasn't trying to shoehorn in some spelling mistakes that I'd found.
Shoehorn in some spelling mistakes.
So, other than because, and I do feel at pain to suck up to you, so I'm going to not do it too much. But other than being quite good at music, how did you get that gig?
I was requested to join the bill.
Oh, God. Who's seen you? Were they drunk on power?
They were drunk on power, and well, wheels within wheels, Joey, is all I'll say about that. Wheels within wheels.
I've never heard that expression before, wheels within wheels.
Now you have.
Have you made it up?
Yes.
Or is it?
Yes.
I really like making up expressions. Yeah. I've got an expression, there's a shop at the end of the road.
That's not an expression,
no,
Joey.
No.
That's a piece of information.
No, and I've decided to change the name of it to, it's like, where do you get your stuff? Just Where's Near. So I call it Where's Near's.
Where's Near's?
Yeah. Everybody's got a Where's Near at the end of the road.
Where's Near's?
Like, have you got a Where's near you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's the guy who owns the shop.
Where's Near's?
Or if it's just because it's Where's Near. See that?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from? Oh, Where's Near's. Pop up Where's Near's, get some milk.
Pop up Where's Near's and get some milk.
Yeah. That's how you'd use it.
That's how you, what, colloquially, just.
I'm trying to get it into the English dictionary.
Good luck.
Yeah?
Yep.
I really think I've got a good chance.
Right.
Amanda, you got a Wes Nears? Yeah, she has got a Wes Nears. She just said in my ear. Yeah. She's got two Wes Nears.
Two Wes Nears.
Oh, that's silly to build one near the other, I find.
It's market forces, no competition, driving down prices.
Or a racket. Because you go in one, and you think, oh, I don't like this guy. This but they're in cahoots. He owns both of them. But you think, I'll go in the other one.
Right.
But he's still getting the money, isn't he?
He is.
If he owns both. Anyway, iPod Shuffle then.
Do you do this every week?
Yeah, just on my own show. Don't wake it around on someone else's. So, Kieran, on your iPod today. Look at me. I'm going to do my radio voice.
Okay.
On your iPod today.
That's very uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, so I could work on the LBCs.
Mm.
Or the Smooth.
Smooth?
Smooth. Welcome to Smooth. On, what's the worst thing on there?
Without doubt, there are some actually quite odd things on this iPod now.
Ladies just screaming. The soundtrack of that.
It was stuff mainly just to relax me when I was on the road. And sometimes you choose different things from what you'd normally say was your taste in music.
Like cattle.
Cattle?
Just like hoofing about.
Right, okay. There's some nice things on here as well, yeah.
All right, are you going to give us an example of something awful?
No, we'll just see if it comes up.
All right. Kieran, as a lad...
As a lad, yeah?
When you was a bloody little lad.
A bloody little lad?
Yeah, just tromping about.
Yes.
What was the first single you ever remember buying?
Prince Gold, which is a very strange choice.
How'd that go?
I can't even remember how the tune goes. Gold, I bought it because it had a lovely gold cover, given that it was called Girls. It was just, also, it wasn't Prince, it was just after he changed his name to the artist formerly...
Symbol.
The Symbol, the artist formerly known as. And it was in Woolworths, in Uttoxeter, weirdly.
Been to the races.
Been to the races. And I bought Prince's Gold, well, the artist formerly known as Prince, Gold.
Okay.
I wonder how that goes. We should look it up on your system. Let's see how it sounds. I bet you don't have it.
If we've got it, I might end with it.
Mm.
If we've got it. I bet we don't have it.
I often end with it.
Here we go. ABBA. I mean,
it might be in his vault.
There's an argument that I could.
Have you heard about Prince's vault?
No.
There's not much discussion of it at the moment in the broader sort of media.
I only read the Metro.
That's not true. apparently, the Prince has a vault containing enough albums that have already been recorded for him to release an album every year from now until the end of the century.
To the end of days.
To the end of days.
Which I happen to think will be within the next century.
And certainly Prince will be responsible for it.
Yeah.
No, isn't that quite startling, that piece of information?
Mm.
Well, you look startled. No,
well, I am, but I also worry about the way that celebrities are going these days.
Mm.
That they'll get released and then we'll find out some awful business. And then they'll just be like loads of... Like how there's... In awful charity reason. Shops, there's still got to be some Jim will fix it T-shirts.
No.
Knocking about.
Oh, no. They've been removed by now, sure.
No, but what if they've been sent in an aid package to some war-torn country?
And you look at a photograph of the National Geographic and...
And there's a kid running around in a Jim will fix it T-shirt. That makes me really happy, that. Have they not suffered enough? Probably find a copy of one of Prince's hidden vault albums in the Wes Nears.
In the Wes Nears?
Yeah. So he's got enough albums...
To release an album.
So how does he pick which ones he actually wants to release?
I don't know how he does that. I have no idea. I don't know him.
Should we call him?
Yeah, let's bell him up, shall we?
Amanda, get Prince on the phone. I said that last week. Got Ghost Poet in on the phone.
You got Ghost Poet on the phone?
Well, for the album show I just did just now.
Oh.
I called it last week and I had him...
Let's try and get Prince on the phone.
Let's get Prince
sure
on the phone.
Can we try and find a number for Prince?
Or a Prince, and they can give us...
They can
tell us how he's going to select his albums. Or possibly, I might do an impression of a Prince and pretend I've gone to the toilet and you can ask him. Who knows? Right, let's do a song then, shall we? Now, as is customary, the host will start with a tune. Let's find out.
The swingers party.
Oh, no.
That's horrible.
There we go. That's plugged in. All right, so let's shuffle this then.
It's back again.
I've got it.
Oh,
why is it not playing? Hang on, we're having some technical.
This is seamless.
Right, here we go.
That wasn't random.
Huh?
That wasn't random.
It's on shuffle.
Let me look at that.
Was the first. Don't press that button.
What is it?
I don't know what it does. Sit back in your microphone seat, you maniac. That was the first song on iPod Shuffle, Starman, of course, by David Bowie.
It was a random shuffle, wasn't it?
Yes, Joe? It was a random shuffle.
Promise me.
Promise you it was a random shuffle. Right? I mean, we could get some WWF wrestlers' entrance themes come up on this today. There's no way of knowing.
What do you use those for in your personal life?
No, I've just had them for, like, Edinburgh shows and such.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so they're on there. But I won't say I don't enjoy them if they come on shuffle. If I'm walking down the street and I feel like I'm coming down to the ring, what about that?
Coming to the ring? Nothing.
Anyway, so what you were saying before about Prince... Hang on a second, let's just do this. What you were saying before about Prince was that he's got enough albums in his vault to release one every...
Every year.
For the
or
next
more,
100 years.
For at least 100 years, they reckon, yeah.
Now, I really like David Bowie.
Yeah.
But I've only really heard two of his albums and the greatest hits because
really?
David Bowie has not got enough albums in his vault, right?
No, he has loads.
Right? No, hang on.
Mm.
And I was worried before he brought the last album out that he wasn't going to do any more.
Right.
So I thought, I'm going to save myself and I'm going to listen to one a year.
Right.
So it's like he brings out a new album every year. So I've got plenty of Bowie to come.
You've got about 30 years.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But how can I say I like him if I don't really know what he sounds like?
So you haven't heard, like, Scary Monsters, for example?
Well, I've heard that song, because it's one of the greatest hits.
All right, okay. Have you heard...
I'll tell you the ones I've
Lodger,
had.
The Lodger, have you heard that?
No, I'll tell you the ones I've had.
Okay.
It's a very short list.
Oh, my God.
The latest one, because that came out, plus Heathen, which not
Oh,
strong.
My God.
And...
Yeah.
Aladdin Zane.
No, hang on, you must have heard Hunky Dory as well. You have heard Hunky.
I mean, I've probably heard it for osmosis, but I don't own them.
Oh dear.
All right.
I feel like I got you into David Bowie.
I feel like you're an absolute liar.
No, I feel like I introduced you to David Bowie.
Huh?
I feel like I introduced
when?
You to when we were
I wouldn't mind if you could introduce me to him.
No, I feel like that was music that I first introduced you to in Camden Road a few years ago.
No.
When did you first
introduce me
to
the White Stripes?
And I feel like it's David Bowie at the same
time. No, and Hunter S. Thompson and Sherlock Holmes, and that's it.
Okay, fine. I'll take those. They're good little three.
It's a good triumvirate.
Very, very nice use of the word triumvirate.
Thank you. It's one of my favourite words.
I know, you overuse it.
Huh? Do I?
Mm.
Oh, okay, good. It's a little quirk of mine. Please get in touch with the show how many times in a month you use the word triumvirate on 0330-223-0200 or email james@foobarradio.com. Don't worry, his voice has not been condensed down in some sort of compression system and then stretched back out to sound like a wasp. He's just on holiday and he's been replaced by Joey Page. That's me, hello. Or you can tweet us at foobarradio if you want to get in touch. All right.
Yeah.
So you're going to be next up on the old iPod Shuffle game. Not yet, but in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
Don't tamper with it.
I'm going to have a look what comes up.
All right. Do it. He's doing a dummy run. Which is great for radio because essentially.
Oh.
You've put it on loud as well, right?
Oops.
What was that?
Not having that.
What was it though?
Not having that.
You can't. He won't be doing it anyway. I'll be doing it.
You're not doing it, are you?
Yes, I'm the one who presses it. I'm the disc jockey over here.
I'm the
MP3 lord.
MP3 lord, dear.
Well, what do you call DJs now? Because it's not discs.
Not MP3 lords.
What about MP pusher? No.
MP pusher. MP pusher.
Because you can't have, it's not, so you're not a disc jockey anymore.
Why not?
File player page. Yeah.
File player page.
Yeah. And I don't want to be incriminated in with
Joey
all the
Peg.
Other... like
Joey
scene.
Peg, not JPEG, Joey Peg.
Yeah, but that's a picture.
Oh, yeah. But still, it's nice to call you Joey Peg.
Some people call me that's the way I walk.
Yeah. Joey Peg.
So, Kieran, your first single, Gold, Prince.
Mm.
First album?
That I bought or owned.
Wow, well, both.
First one...
Let's string it out. Both.
Both. Actually, first one that was given to me was Sgt. Pepper's by the Beatles. And first one that I bought, I think it was like a Top of the Pops best of like 96 or something.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Any particular gems on there you remember?
74, 75 by the Canals.
Oh, yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, it's really good, actually, that one. And it had Saint Etienne on it, and All She Wants Is Another Baby. Mm. All She Wants Is Another Baby.
That's all she wants.
Does she ever get that baby, I wonder?
I don't know, probably. It depends on the...
The relationship didn't last if she didn't.
No, yeah. But she probably got a baby, ultimately.
From where?
Just a different relationship.
Oh, that's good.
Do you reckon?
Oh, she could have got it through nefarious means.
I don't know what that means. Oh, no. Now mine's... I forgot that mine was still playing.
Oh, God.
See? Right. So I've just got technical problems all over the shop. I'm sorted now. We're ready to go with this. We're not going to do it yet, but...
Okay. Oh, you need my code to get to access it.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can you take the code off for the next half
certainly
an hour?
Certainly not with it anywhere near you.
Well, I'm not going to rifle through your pictures.
That's what you did last time.
I've got no interest in what's going on with you.
You've got to press the arrow. Oh, no, don't do that. You've unshuffled it now.
Oh, I've got it.
There we go.
Yeah. Right, yeah. All right. So...
Press forward and then play.
Yeah, I don't trust that you haven't done some sort of voodoo on this.
I don't either.
I think you've set this up. I'm going to crack the code of your iPhone and then we're going to get this going. So, I remember from that era.
What era?
The 1996 Top of the Pops era.
Yeah.
I was at home and it was in that time when I used to tape the top 40 off of the radio onto a cassette.
When your family still spoke to you, yeah.
They always... but the double cassette player was in my mum and dad's room, so I go and sit in there on a Sunday night and listen to the top 40
with them in bed
and record the songs that I like. I don't go to bed at 4 o'clock on a Sunday.
Do you know, we can nestle in between them.
I don't go to 4 o'clock on a Sunday
with a twin cassette tape.
Yeah. And oh no, I was in there because that's where the phone was, so I used to ring my mates up and go,
everything,
"You heard this?"
Was everything in your house, in your parents' bedroom?
Yeah, the rest of the house
phone,
was very sparse.
The fridge, the bathtub.
Yeah. Oh, I had a phone by the bath as well. Yeah.
Who were you calling?
But it's the only place I could go in my house.
What were you doing?
It's the only place I could go in my house to have a bit of privacy. So I'd sit in the bath in my clothes with no water and use it as my office. When I was like a 13-year-old kid, I'd bring my mates.
But who would you... And to discuss what? Business?
Girls.
You discussing girls at 13?
Yeah.
Wrestlers?
Yeah. Yeah, now we're getting more like it. And what's on the top 40? And I remember one year being particularly... heartbroken by some girl
wrestler
at my school.
Some wrestler
quit WWF. And I was, no, some girl. And I
some girl
swore blind that what number one was going to be was Stay Another Day by E17.
Oh.
And it ended up being The Prodigy. And Smack I'd never been more over the moon. I think it was Breathe.
Oh, okay. Breathe was never number one, was it?
I think it was.
Was Breathe number one?
I'll look it up.
Let's have a look, shall we?
I'll look it up. But first...
Can someone ring in with that piece of trivia, please? I doubt Breathe was ever number one.
I mean, nobody's ringing about the fact that we just had David Bowie on, so I don't think they're going to ring up about your trivia. I'm going to look it up in a second anyway.
Okay.
Here we go.
You need to have the bloody code again now.
You're going to have to set this code off, mate, because we are... Basically, we're on a radio station when people are listening to you put a code in every time. Right, here we go. iPod Shuffle. This is Kieran Leonard's selection.
What is it?
Oh, it's Beatles. It's Good Day Sunshine from the Revolver album.
It's a lot of pools, though, isn't it?
Good Day Sunshine by the Beatles off of Revolver. See, you come off all right. I don't know what you're worrying about, mate.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. See when we get some Cyndi Lauper in a minute.
Oh, that won't be... Oh, hang on.
That's the next one. So, yes, welcome to the iPod.
Have you pressed pause on that?
No, it's just going to... I'm going to give you your phone back now.
All right, okay.
You can give it back to me, because otherwise I've got to wait for you to put a code in. It's going to be a nightmare. So, you are listening to iPod Shuffle with Joey Page, sitting in for James Acaster, and my guest, musician and general fop bag, Kieran Leonard.
Fop bag.
Yes. So, I like to turn this show into a little competition, and last week I lost 3-1 to comedian Rosie Wilby.
Right.
But I'm damned if I'm going to let that happen in front of you today. So, first track, David Bowie and Starman versus Good Day Sunshine, the Beatles. Who came off best there out of the two of us?
I think I'd have to say you did.
Okay, I was going to say that as well.
Yeah.
Taking an early 1-0 lead. Amanda's nodding as well. If we can't decide, then she gets the deciding vote anyway. That's what producers do. They just settle little arguments. Then what are you doing now? You've stood up. You've got a scar. You look like a scarecrow. What's going on?
Just sort of stand up for a bit.
And you're miles away from the microphone.
Oh, all right, I'll bring that over here then.
You can take it with you if you're going to move about. Oh, you're squeaking it around. Like,
that's nice.
Like an 18-wheeler's just pulled into a petrol garage in the middle of the night in some sort of slasher movie.
I watched House of the Devil the other night. Have you seen that?
Now, we've been friends for a long time, right?
How many films have you seen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. None. So, ask me that question again.
I won't bother.
No, I haven't. What's it about? Tell us all about it.
It's just a sort of an absolute classic of the 80s horror genre. And I hadn't seen it before. It's really
good.
How
do you say genre?
Genre.
I thought that's you said it French.
Genre. Yeah, it's just great. And it involves the devil and some babysitters.
Okay. Who wins?
The devil.
That's how films work, isn't it? Who wins?
The devil wins.
Who's the winner?
The devil wins.
All right. It's inappropriate on Easter Sunday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Easter eggs? Did you get an Easter egg?
I thought you said any dregs. Yeah. Easter eggs? No, none.
Because you're a grown adult. I didn't either, but I just thought I'd ask you.
But you always have eggs on you, don't you?
Yeah, I've always got some eggs.
Thought so.
I had eggs for breakfast, but that was yesterday.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I just had some yogurt with some grain in it just now.
I would have stood up like a sort of, you know...
Yeah, just eating it on the hoof.
Yeah, literally.
Whilst the song was playing. Oh, that's what you wanted me to look up, wasn't it? Should have done that in the song, but I was too busy nattering. Let's see about that Prodigy then.
Was Prodigy Breathe ever number one? I don't think it was.
I can't even spell Prodigy today. I'm having a nightmare. Yes, it was. Like, I found it that quick. Of course I haven't. Let's have a look.
I need to take charge.
No, you don't need to take charge of anything. Just be a guest on the show. Where's he going? Go and sit back down. Right, I've got it now.
I don't believe you.
Right, Breathe. Here we go. Was Breathe a number one for Prodigies? Let's have a look.
Highest charting position. No, up.
Where's this? I mean, great radio. Nobody's even speaking now. This is
wasn't,
great.
Wasn't even a single.
Of course it was a single. Chart here
position.
You go. Chart position. Europe, yep. One.
That's not the UK.
Europe 1, UK 13. Oh, well, it must have been Firestarter then.
It was.
All right. The story that I had previously relayed was about Firestarter. Big deal, mate. You don't have to contest me and make me look small in my only position of power that I have every single time I say something, okay?
All right.
All right. So, do you like The Prodigy?
Yes.
Okay. I imagine that you wouldn't.
Particularly like the first two records.
First two records.
Yeah, don't know anything about them recently.
No. Keith Flint and King Gardner. Worked that out last week on the show.
I'm a gardener.
Oh, goodness. What do you mean?
I'm a King Gardener.
You don't even have a garden, mate.
Green fingers.
You don't have a garden.
I'm a conceptual gardener, and I'll just garden...
What?
Freestyle.
What?
I'm a freestyle gardener.
You're a what?
Anywhere where there's any horticulture, anything growing, I'll tend to it.
I'm sorry, I've had to fade him down. This guy is ridiculous. What are you talking about?
You know I'm a keen gardener.
No, I don't know that.
You've seen me tend to...
Look at how high-pitched you made my voice go. I don't know that. I'm not happy about this.
Do you remember those times when I've been out and just gone, oh, look at those. I've helped them along their way, pointing at some plants.
Stop showing off in front of your friends.
No, I've gardened. I'm a keen gardener.
What have you ever gardened?
Many patches.
Of what?
Various.
I grew some cress once at school. Doesn't make you a gardener, mate.
I didn't grow cress. No.
It's probably too busy being expelled or suspended or something.
I was growing orchids and opium plants.
Now, the way that you just said orchids, like you've never heard the word before, suggests to me that you made that up on the spot. All right?
I didn't.
What is a conceptual gardener?
Someone who just doesn't necessarily tend to his own patch regularly, but when he sees a patch that needs...
Is this a euphemism? Well, not have this on Easter Sunday. You talk about tending to people's patches.
No, but if I see a rose in need of a helping hand, I'll water it. Don't look at me like that.
So you've watered someone's plants while they've been on holiday?
Yes.
That doesn't make you a gardener.
I'm deadheaded.
You're deadheaded?
Yeah.
You are deadheaded.
Oh, very nice. Very,
very
nice. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, I'll explain. This isn't gardener's question time, is it?
No, you said it. I said Keith Flint's a gardener. I was talking about music. You went, I'm a gardener.
Is it all right for a man to be private about his gardening habits?
Is it
all right?
Keith Flint cut his hair into two mohawks and dyed them green. You going to do that as well? If you put his head in an oven, would you put your head in an oven just to be more like Keith Flint from The Prodigy?
My gardening has nothing to do with Keith Flint.
Right.
At all.
Now I bet you're going to say you was a gardener before he was a gardener.
I was a gardener before he was a gardener.
Goodness sake. Right, back to the iPod Shuffle then, because I think people are worrying that we're having a nervous breakdown in the studio.
I feel like I am. I need a drink.
All right, we'll send someone to the pub in a minute. Get us a drink.
Well, should we have a tequila?
If you like. I've got to go to a baby's birthday party after this.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
I might as well go stinking of Mexico's finest drink.
As usual.
As usual. Also, because the jack on my iPod's a bit broken, I've just propped it up with a pen. That's letting daylight in upon the magic of radio there, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go then. Let's play my second song on the iPod Shuffle. It's Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and Killing Light from the album Baby 81. Not bad. Killing The Light by Black Rebel Motorcycle Club from the album Baby 81 on FUBAR Radio on iPod Shuffle. Joey Page sitting in for James Acaster with Kieran Leonard. That's two pretty wicked songs I've banged out in a row there on the Shuffle.
Banged out in a row?
Yeah.
That's how you refer to you playing music?
Yeah, because...
Banged out in a row.
Because that's how I talk, isn't it? Because I'm from South East
London. Prison talk.
Is it?
Yeah.
Quite like a bit of prison talk.
I know you do.
Do I?
Yeah. Experienced it before.
So, what do you think about Black Rebel Motorcycle Club? Oh, your mate, Joe Haystacks.
Yeah.
Who, ladies and gentlemen, we call him Haystacks.
Well, only you call him Joe Haystacks.
Do I?
Yeah.
What, no one else?
No one else. Yeah.
Did I invent that then?
Yes, only you.
Oh, because he's 6 foot...
Eight.
I said you're the same height as Giant Haystacks, the wrestler, so I just call him Haystacks. He, I think, borrowed my copy of their greatest ever album, How, and I never got it back.
I don't think he did, because I think he introduced you to that album.
But I then bought it.
Yeah, but I think...
And then left it at your house.
Yeah, I don't think he would have taken that. It's not in his nature to lift things that aren't his.
If you're listening, bring it back, right? I'll just buy another one.
Yeah.
I'll buy it on vinyl. That's the kind of man I am these days.
A hipster.
Just like a bit of vinyl. I bought a lovely vinyl the other day.
Was it the Moons or something?
It was Close Edge. Moon Duo.
Oh, there we go.
But it's red. Red vinyl, mate.
I don't know. It's going to involve Moon in the title. Moon Juice. Moon Pie.
Moon Juice. It's not Moon Juice. Moon Duo.
I thought you've been buying yourself the new Moon Juice record.
There's three of them as well. Doesn't help, does it?
No.
The Moon Juice record.
The Moon Juice.
The Moon Juice record out on Bim Bam Records.
That's the sort of thing you buy and like sit and
is that you're with Bim Bam Records?
Probably. That is the sort of thing you do.
So
buy Moon Juice but, and listen to it in your corduroy trousers.
Anyway, that's one of my favourite albums of all time. Not the one that which
Moon
played
Juice.
No, Howl by Black Rebel Motorcycle.
When I was like 22, I was really into it.
Oh, don't burn me like that. Oh, when I was 20. Then what are you into now?
Edgy stuff you wouldn't understand.
Like what?
Oh,
you know. No, a serious question then. What do you like at the moment?
That's a very hard question.
I'm an avid music journalist, aren't I? I ask them sort of tough questions.
What do I like at the moment? Best thing I've heard all year is the Father John Misty record, to be fair.
Yeah, it is very good.
Closely followed by, I do like
an audio recording of me doing stand up.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, constantly on repeat in my bathroom.
Oh.
Where I keep my.
Where you keep the phone.
Keep my phone and my pet badger.
So, have you got a favourite song on that album?
Misty.
Mm.
Yeah, When You're Smiling in a Stride Me.
Oh, like yeah, that's my favourite. Yeah. That's everyone's favourite, isn't it?
It's good. It's very good.
It's good. Go and buy it if you like it. If you don't like, then don't. All right.
I heard it a lot when I was on tour with him recently.
Yeah, she was on tour with him recently. Have you got any good tales to tell us from that particular trip?
Yeah, none that are suitable for airing, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
And can't really broadcast those sort of things.
Oh, no, you can take your one on here.
No, I just can't. It'd be a breach of confidence, I think, to be talking about that. Yeah.
Good time, though?
Good time, yeah.
Favourite venue you played while you were on the tour?
Berlin was very special. So was...
Did you enjoy Hamburg?
So was Hamburg, actually, yeah. Hamburg was really good, yeah.
Did you go to the... what's it called, that club there?
We went to a few clubs.
The little nightclub?
There's a lot of nightclubs in both those cities, John.
Ah? But there's one really good, the Mod Club.
No, I didn't go to a Mod Club, no.
Oh, mate, it's so good. Mm. So good, I forgot what it's called, but I did steal a poster from the toilets, and it's on my bedroom wall now.
Right.
For a mod night.
There's several thousand clubs in those cities, Joey.
Like, not in Hamburg.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few in Hamburg, though.
There's only one in Hamburg.
Only one club in Hamburg?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Because that's the only one I know about, so as far as I'm concerned...
There is one. Okay.
That's how this works.
Right.
Yeah?
Entirely solipsistically. Based entirely on your own experiences.
If I don't know about it, it doesn't exist.
Right, okay.
That's why I'm on this side of the desk, you see.
Clearly. Justly.
And Kieran, this big gig you've got in a Hyde Park.
Yes.
Are you doing that with a full band or on your own?
With the horses.
With the horses.
Yes, yes.
And will you be doing any warm-up gigs?
I've got the single release show on the 14th of this month at the Shacklewell Arms.
I like the Shacklewell Arms. I was in there the other night, actually.
Oh.
With my legal advisor, Kishore.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
Mm. What was he advising you on?
What
was your latest crime spree?
No, not a lot. Mm. I'm very run-of-the-mill these days. I'm always in here, mate.
Always.
Yeah, I live here now.
I thought so.
Can't afford to live anywhere.
I thought you had, odd how you had that yoghurt and all that stuff sorted out.
Yeah, there's a little sleeping bag behind the desk.
Yeah, it sort of suit you in a weird way.
It would suit me, wouldn't it, to live in a little radio studio?
In a little box.
In a little box.
With a window, yeah.
Jack in a box.
Don't do that.
No.
Oh.
All right, so let's... where's your iPod? Let's get it ready, because I'm convinced something great's going to come out of this in a minute. What's he hiding from us, ladies and gentlemen? I hope it's one of yours as well.
Plug it in. All
right, here we go.
Before it goes to sleep or something.
Yeah, all right. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
We're now going to get Kieran Leonard's choice on the iPod Shuffle, and it is... Right, ready? Oh, it's the Beatles again!
This is good, though, isn't
it? Yeah. All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. What a positive message for Easter. Oh, there we go. That was Love Is All You Need by the Beatles.
Professional.
I was with a comedian last night who's a mod.
Right.
And I was talking to him about clobber and stuff.
Mm.
And then I was talking to him about how I'd quite like to be a mod, but I'm kind of not quite a full-time mod. It's like I'm slightly a bit of a mod and a bit of a rocker. Mm. And he said, did you know that once John Lennon said in a press conference, when they asked him if the Beatles were mods or rockers, he said, we're mockers. It's good, isn't it?
Excellent.
There you go.
Just something you'd expect from John Lennon.
Yeah.
Pithy.
Mm.
On the money.
So how do you remember when you first discovered the Beatles?
Well, I said the first record I got was...
But tell us, paint a picture for the people in the radio world listening. And do it whilst I put, as a bed, the music from Home Alone on underneath.
Wonderful.
All right.
Is this the music from Home Alone? It is the biggest grossing comedy film of all time.
Is it?
Yeah. Isn't that strange?
I've seen that.
I bet you have.
And number two. That's two of the four films I've ever seen.
Two is good as well.
Two is excellent.
Two is good, yeah.
It greases up that ladder.
That is funny.
And when the cabinet comes down the stairs.
It's incredible slapstick. It really is.
So tell me a bit more about your...
It was just always around. My mum used to play it all the time in the house. And it was just always from my earliest memories were the Beatles playing. And it was that or David Bowie. Is that my phone? And so I think my mum got me for my first CD, Sgt. Pepper's, and I just listened to that. I mean, when you're like 5 or 6, you could just listen to that record all the time for the first like 2 or 3 years of your listening life.
Mm.
You know? It's fine, there's so much in it. Yeah, I was a big fan.
I mean, when I was growing up, the sort of music that got played around my house is two very different things, because my dad would play things like Madness, Ian Dury, Stones.
Nice.
My mum.
Yeah.
Really liked Simply Red.
Oh, you like a bit of that, don't you?
Well, I'll come on to that in a minute. My dad liked Roachford as well. That was a guilty pleasure of mine.
Roachford?
Yeah, do you remember him?
No.
Cuddly Toy, do you remember that song?
No.
Oh. Well, anyway. But. I remember when Freddie Mercury died.
Yeah.
I thought that's who Mick Hucknall was, and I got quite upset.
Well, they're both equally sad, those losses, I feel.
Yeah, but you should be more upset about
Mercury
than
Hucknall.
But I was only about 8.
Both sad, though, I think.
I mean, Hucknall is still alive. I can't stress that enough on Easter Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hang on. I thought you were talking about Hutchence then, not Hucknall.
No, Mick Hucknall from Simply Red. Oh, I did wonder. I was like, oh, someone likes a bit of fair ground.
No. No, actually, that man there does actually, I think he actually does, like Felix.
Felix,
he does actually like that song.
Manager. What? Yeah. Fair Ground by Simply Red?
He does actually like that song.
I do. You can admit it, Felix. He's shaking his head.
No, but I know he does, because I've seen it pop up on his...
On his iPod Shuffle.
On his iPod Shuffle.
Maybe we'll get him in.
Why not?
Get him to do it. No, we're not taking the heat off you. We're going to find something. So another two very strong tracks. Love Is All You Need by the Beatles.
It's just Beatles all the way with me, isn't it?
And
you don't realise I just deleted everything off my phone apart from the Beatles.
I knew there was something. And then I had Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. I am happy to concede that you win that round.
Thank you.
So that's 1-1.
1-1.
Going into the halfway mark.
I think our booze has arrived, so...
Oh, yeah, well...
Your shirt will be off in no time.
You get a song in a minute. Oh. My shirt will be off. What have you got, a gin?
No, I've got a lovely vodka tonic, because I'm a gentleman, and you've got a pint of disgusting carbonised lager.
Also, if the radio station boss is listening, this is an alcohol-free lager.
Like you normally drink when you're out with your mates.
This is a top. It's all lemonade with a top of beer.
Do you often drink in your parents' bedroom when they've gone to bed?
Listening to the top 40.
On the phone.
Oh, if I listen to the top 40.
Helping yourself to food from the fridge.
If I listen to the top 40 now, it'd be an absolute nightmare.
It would. It'd be horrible. I wouldn't even know what was in it.
What, the top 40?
That's quite dramatic.
I know, that's why I paused. I didn't know how to do radio. I just like to give off of the veneer that I've got no idea what's going on.
You've got venereal disease.
That's what I said. I said veneer.
Oh,
can I mention, this is nothing to do with this show. I really find veneers very worrying indeed.
Teeth veneers?
Yeah.
Not just veneers, but like cabinets.
Do you know what they do? You haven't got them, have you?
No, God no. Look at my teeth.
What about the bottom ones, though? Oh, yeah, they're all right. Did you have a brace?
No, just good genetics, mate.
All right, mate. I had a brace.
Did you? Oh, God, you look like a...
I didn't wear a retainer on the bottom ones, though.
A camp lizard.
Hey, I've got great teeth. Also, right... These people with veneers, did you know about this?
Tell me.
They're
getting carved down to sharp points.
Yes. Yeah. So, if you see someone with veneers, you look at them, really what you're looking at is someone with really monstrous teeth under a cover.
Well, that's what you know about someone who's got veneers, because think about the level of vanity you need to have that done to yourself. Unless you've been, like,
in a horrible accident,
like, in which case, if you've been, like, had a horrible accident.
Or you've got thin teeth disease.
Thin teeth disease.
Where they like wear away to like, you know, like tombstones. Anyway, this is completely nothing to do with the show. This is what happens when you get one of your mates in.
You go giddy and
silly and muck about. But it's Easter. Nobody else wanted to come in and do it today.
I was busy. I cancelled things to get here.
Did you?
Yeah.
More for you. What did you cancel?
An appointment.
What? At the veneer clinic? Right. Let's do a song then. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to do my one. Let's just get as lovely as it, charming as it is, this Home Alone music. Let's get out of the way. Right, so, I'm just doing this.
That's really refreshing, that drink.
Is it good? I'm glad. Right, let's see what we got then.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love this song.
The snitch, the snoop, the tattletale, and the threadbare up the stairs.
One of the greatest bits of whistling on a record ever.
In your opinion.
That was Slow Dance with Josephine by Elvis Costello off of his album National Ransom, which I think came out in about 2012, if my memory serves me correctly.
Is it that recent?
Yeah, it's a really recent one. Very good. Saw him do it on Jules Holland. And then I thought, right, I'm going to buy that.
Do you like his early records?
Yeah, some of them. I mean,
Blood and Chocolate.
What?
Blood and Chocolate.
Oh, not to that, not on Easter. That's what it's all about today, isn't it? Really? Is it? Why did you? Because I said off mic that this one of the greatest bits of whistling of all time, and you guffawed.
Because I was just thinking about all the bits of whistling that I like.
What other bits?
Loads, mate. Like sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yeah.
What's this? Just creeping up here in the background.
It's called a bed, mate.
All right.
Radio professionality 101.
Just a few bits of whistling that I like.
Like what?
Just... What's this now?
It's just me unplugging the iPod. Don't worry about it.
You're a fool to yourself.
So, Kieran, what was the last album you bought? Or illegally stole?
It was the last one I actually bought was probably the new one, Morning Face.
Morning Face, that's a great record.
It's lovely, actually. Yeah, it's the last one I probably actually, like... went out and bought. Yeah.
How'd you feel about when he got mugged off by Kanye West?
Oh, it was all right. They're meant to do that, aren't they? It's a bit of a show. It was nice.
Yeah.
He was very gracious. The thing I liked about it was how gracious he was, you know?
Beck, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was very gracious, no?
He gave him nowhere to go.
He was just like, yeah, of course Beyonce should have won this award.
I mean, he obviously didn't believe that, because nobody does.
No, but it was just so gracious and funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've met him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Good guy?
Very very gracious man.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Good all-round guy.
Lovely man.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to that gig at Hyde Park.
It's going
to
be a very special one, I think.
Yeah. I've never seen him live.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. mean, thanks for just confirming that for us.
Yeah, him and the Strokes is quite nice, I think.
Yeah.
Do you like the Strokes?
I think it should be the other way around.
I sort of think that in a weird way. But
I feel like the Strokes should be supporting Beck, not Beck should be supporting the Strokes.
But I guess it's because Strokes haven't played for 5 or 6 years. So.
Well, neither's Beck. He did one gig at the Roundhouse for iTunes Festival, which you couldn't get tickets for at all.
Yeah, no, he played about 4 years ago. Oh, still, yeah.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any other people that you're looking forward to seeing at that particular gig in Hyde Park?
Well, obviously seeing myself would be nice.
You have a mirror on stage?
What's this? Yes, I'll have a large mirror on stage.
Yeah. And anyone else?
No one else on stage, just me in the mirror.
No, I mean, anyone else should have looked forward to seeing that?
Who else on the bill? No, I think it's all about Beck and the Strokes for me, really.
All right. Does that mean, aka, you haven't looked at who else is
no.
on?
I think there's a band called... I can't be sure right now.
Oh, I like them. That's why I'm on the small to medium bucks. At this radio station. Are you doing Glastonbury?
Yes. And a few, but I can't announce them all because I'm not allowed to.
All right. Are you allowed to announce that one that you've just announced?
Don't know, yeah.
Hey, what about the Temples? They're doing...
They're good, yeah.
Whenever I bring up the Temples, I would tell this story. So if anyone's ever listened to me before, it's a high chance they've heard this. I brought them on stage.
Did you?
Yeah, I announced them. Oh, can I announce you on at Hyde Park?
Probably.
Yes!
Unless someone cooler offers.
All right, I bet they don't.
Right.
Not even because I'm cool, just because I just don't think anyone would want to do it.
Okay.
It's not a nice job, really.
It's a strange job.
People really hate you.
But you're just desperate for the attention.
No, I'm desperate for the free ticket. That's what's happening. Has it sold out yet?
I think it has, yeah.
Oh, no, it hasn't. Only the Taylor Swift one has. I'm looking on the website now. The one with The Who and Paul Weller has sold out. No, hasn't sold out. The one with The Strokes and Beck hasn't sold out. The one with Kylie Minogue hasn't sold out. The one with Blur hasn't sold out.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Blur, Metronomy, Horrors, Roots Maneuver, Drenge. It's a good
all
bill.
All your favourites.
I like all of them. That's why I read them ones out and not any of the other ones that are on there. Your one, yeah. Public Service Broadcasting are on as well.
They're good.
So, basically, none of these have sold out apart from Taylor Swift, and that, to me...
Says a lot, doesn't it?
Tells me what's wrong with this current modern-day society.
Yeah.
All right!
Yeah.
That's any comments?
All you need to know.
You're less popular than Taylor Swift. How do you feel about that?
Not surprising.
Okay, you're not surprised. All right, you're less good, according to ticket sales.
Mm.
Mind you, she has got Ellie Goulding and John Newman on, so...
Well, bloody hell.
What a gig.
What a night.
Yeah.
What a night to end all nights. End all nights, that would.
Yeah, that would. Though, can you make sure they sort the sound out this year?
I'll have a word.
Because it was awful last year.
It was very patchy in places last year. I think they have done some stuff to improve it.
Have they? Yeah. All right, good. You heard it. Is that an exclusive? No, probably not. All right, good. Kieran, give us your little iPod shuffler. You see, you're getting increasingly nervous. You've had two good ones. There's got to be something bad coming.
We'll just see what happens. Plug it in.
I am going to plug it in. So, here we go then. It's now time for Kieran's one. Ready?
Yeah.
Starlight Diner by Ryan Adams.
Oh, it's a very slow number, but it's quite beautiful.
How long have we got till he comes in?
It's midnight at the Starlight Diner. You said meet me at a quarter to 12.
That was Ryan Adams. Was it?
Yep.
Tell me, what was that?
It was Ryan Adams.
It's interesting that halfway through his song he decided to have a little to liven it up. Tell me about Ryan. I know nothing about Ryan Adams other than we all very nearly drifted off into Sunday comatose.
Shall I tell people about the time you threatened a man with a fire extinguisher in
the
hall?
You can do that later, but first, let's get this in the right order, Kieran.
What about all the times I've seen you vomit?
Well, it's not that many, is it? Once?
Many times.
Once? I think you'll struggle to remember that I've been sick around you.
Oh no, I've seen
more than
sick
once.
Loads, mate.
When?
Just you're always at it.
I'm not.
You're like a dog.
Some bad chicken. Fished it out of a bin. I've only been sick once, and you know full well when that was.
I know when that was, yeah.
So tell me about Ryan Adams before you want to incriminate me.
He's just wonderful songwriter. Kind of what some people would describe as an American legend of a songwriter. A very strange man. Pretty.
Why is he strange?
Just very unusual.
Right.
I like him a great deal. He's a good friend. And he is quite prolific, is what a lot of people would say about Ryan Adams.
Not as prolific as Prince.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, because it could all be a load of old tush.
Prince might have made it up.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't put it past him for a second.
What's in there? Loads. All my albums? Which ones?
Loads. 1,000 albums. Can we hear them? No.
Only if I die.
Then maybe you can hear them. His recording complex is called Paisley Park. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd like it. I do like a bit of Paisley.
You do like a bit of Paisley. You could go to Paisley Park and fit right in while you record your thousands of albums that will never be released.
I've got thousands of ideas that will never be released.
I know.
That's similar, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh.
So, what album was that from, that Ryan Adams track?
I'm not even entirely sure. Was it 29?
Oh, yeah, it was a number.
29. Yeah, 29, yeah.
All right. And,
Didn't you get sick at Glastonbury this year?
No.
You did something like that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you just came back a bit of a mess.
Well. No, what I did do on the way home, once I'd driven us past Stonehenge through the bottleneck, I stopped and we had a four-course meal at a Harvester at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I was so depressed.
I was having a great time. I had an ice cream and a salad bar cart.
I was completely unconscious that entire journey.
I had a great time. I had a great Glastonbury.
I remember I thought we'd lost you and then you came sort of rambling back in.
Do you need a lift to Glastonbury again this year?
Probably, yeah.
All right, great. Well, that'd be nice for us, won't it?
Yeah.
Little road trip.
Worked out well last time, didn't it?
Yes, it did. we spent 2 hours in an Asda on the way.
I enjoyed that bit of Asda business.
I did. Then we stayed at my mum's house, or as I also call it, where I live. Not on my mum's house on the way to Glastonbury. No. My permanent residence as a 30-year-old man.
Oh, God.
Things are going really great for me.
That was fun, though, wasn't it? We had, your ex and Maria with us. It was nice. Went to a Happy Chef with them, didn't we?
Oh, a little chef. It's never been called a Happy Chef, has it?
Made me happy.
I was happy. Got a free lollipop and some badges.
I beat you guys, though, because I ordered a tasty breakfast and you ordered, like, crazy kids' food, like sweets and pancakes and whatnot.
I didn't feel sick. And then I had a can of Strongbow Dark Fruits.
But you only live off
sweet
off sugar and sweets. Like
I know.
A wasp.
And look at me. You're built.
You're like a wasp.
I'm built well.
Do you like make a paper nest for yourself each night?
No, I don't make a paper nest for myself. Hey, though, look at what shape I'm in at the minute.
You look like a sort of sack of grain that's been propped up.
No. How dare you? I've been working out, mate.
Working out with who?
Wait, have a look at that.
Nigel from EastEnders.
Have a look at that.
That's terrifying.
Isn't it? Muscles.
What do you use that
muscles? Muscles Malloy.
What do you use that muscle for?
Lifting stuff.
Such as?
Tools. No, I've been working with my dad as an electrician, haven't I?
What kind of tools do you pick up?
We're not turning this into a carry-on hour, mate. Wrenches, drills.
With a nice
hammers.
Firm grip.
I've been working out, mate. I'll do a lot of running.
Have you finished your point? Yeah. Go on, get that down.
Yeah. Oh, I will in a minute when I play a song.
I'm far more engaged by this programme suddenly.
Huh?
Nothing, Karen.
Anyway, you've still got a light vodka and tonic.
A light vodka and tonic?
Is that what it is? Very nice.
It's refreshing.
You think it's summer. It's clearly not. It's a summer drink. So,
Sometimes I just don't even...
I don't know what I'm saying now.
No, it doesn't even make any sense.
Right, okay, so let's get back to this iPod Shuffle game that we're playing. So, I had Elvis Costello with the Whistler business, a slow drag with Josephine.
We've both lost this one, I think.
No, oh, mine's better than yours.
I think we've both lost, mate.
Amanda just said in my ear, sorry, you've got it, Joey.
Surprise, surprise, your producer's
on your side. The establishment wins.
Surprise, surprise.
She's not, as much as I would like it, she's not my producer, she's the station's producer, okay? So she holds no affinity with me as a person.
Well, no.
She's just doing her job.
Very few people do, Joey.
Very few people do.
So what else is in your parents' bedroom?
Why do you want to know? This is really creepy. That one from the top 40 or the one they've got now, because they're very different rooms. They're in completely different houses, in fact.
Oh, right, okay. Well, what do you keep in your parents' bedroom now?
I don't keep anything in there.
Really?
No, they live in there. I've got my own room with my study desk and...
Your study desk?
Yeah, where I do
all
my...
First of all, who says study desk?
I do.
And secondly, what on earth do you study?
Mirth.
Study mirth.
Yes, I'm a comedian, Kieran. I don't know if
you. So how do you sit down and study mirth of an evening?
I do it very early in the morning, actually.
Oh God.
Oh, I'm going to talk you through my routine now. This is nice for me.
Great.
Isn't it?
Can I have my phone back.
It's your turn. No, I need it to play a song. I get up really early in the morning, right?
What time do you get up in the morning?
When I'm writing, 7:30.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you look so right tired all the time?
No, I look so tired because I've got bulbous, saggy eyes.
To go with
that's
your,
different.
The rest of you.
No!
Oh.
No!
You do look like a black bin bag that's been full up on a Saturday evening.
I did eat a big pizza last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You look like... You know when
I'm a shower.
You know when they're closing down a bar for the evening and they've got the black bin bag full of all bits and pieces? It's like one of those with a beach ball on top with two hideously bulbous eyes.
As I said at the top of the show, ladies and gentlemen, I've faded him out again. As I said at the top of the show, sometimes we are friends, sometimes we're not. Kieran.
Yes.
Give me your phone business.
What do you want?
Right, we've been doing this for an hour and 15 minutes. It's quite simple, the format. What do I want now? Your phone for some music. That would be absolutely tremendous. Thanks.
Haven't we just done one of mine?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, we are. Oh.
Get round here. I'm taking over.
No, you're not taking over.
It's a military coup. It's a military coup. Stand down. Stand down.
I can't have that.
It's that bit in Hunt for October.
What's that?
Where they... You know, you haven't seen this film, have you?
No.
I'm going to explain to you the entire plot of Hunt for October, then.
All right. Right, are you ready?
It's got Sean Connery in. He's your favourite male role model, isn't he?
He's got a funny voice. Right. Now it's time for my go on iPod Shuffle. I'm winning 2-1.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I was 2-2, actually.
Mm.
I went 1-0 up. Mm. Then you went 2-1 up. That's 2-all. Oh, if this was a Super Sunday game on Sky Sports, you'd be bang up with 4 goals, wouldn't you? 2 each. What a contest. Here we go. Let's see what we've got then.
This is great, Jay.
Yeah, right, ready? Oh, it's Black Rebel Motorcycle Club again. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club on FUBAR Radio. There you go, 2 in a row from those guys.
Well, what we've learned is that the algorithm that controls Shuffle on Apple products is highly unreliable.
Yes, I think so too. Because last week...
Two Beatles, two Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. They're both Bs as well.
Yeah, last week I had Double Arcade Fire.
Oh, I bet you did.
When I did it. But off of two separate iPods, so at least that's something.
That's something.
Isn't it?
That's something that redeems it slightly, isn't it?
So don't forget, you can get in touch with the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you so wish. You can call us on 0330-223-0200, or you can just go straight onto the app and get in touch with us that way, because that's an exciting thing that people like to do, isn't it? Or you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Kieran, any more Black Rebel Motorcycle Club chat for us? Are they even still going? Because that song that we just heard, I've got a confession to make. It's on my iPod. I don't think I've ever heard it before.
No, I haven't either.
No. So sometimes that will happen. There's so much on mine. Could be anything. Though 2 weeks in a row, I've not been disgraced yet, so I'm quite pleased by that.
You haven't been disgraced?
No, I haven't played a song where it's like awful.
Oh, I thought you meant just generally.
Oh, no, in my life, loads of times.
Anyway, where are we? So I've lost the thread as I keep my messages.
What have people been messaging about the show?
Oh, all sorts of things.
All right, mate.
I'll just get it.
Sorry, we know you're very busy. We know you're very lucky to have you in it. Oh, sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Sorry for doing a radio show, mate. Look, you've got 40 minutes left. Make them count, Leonard.
Get them in, shall I?
Get them in.
Yeah.
For those of you that have not checked out the picture on Twitter also...
Oh, dear.
And this is something you would normally accuse me of, but he's very much... my guest, Kieran Leonard, is very much wearing an auntie's cardigan.
It's not my auntie's cardigan.
I think that was yours. I said an auntie's.
Oh, an auntie's. No.
Where's that from?
From a girlfriend.
Oh, and girlfriends.
And girlfriends.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
I like it.
It's comfortable.
It's not normally what you'd wear, though, is it?
I think it's very much what I'd wear.
You look a bit like a shaman.
I think that's what people refer to me as these days.
Is it?
No.
I wouldn't want to come see you if I was ill. You'd be the worst doctor.
Oh, that's so remiss of you to say.
So, Kieran, you are a musician.
Thanks for saying that.
Yes. Well, some people need reminding because they'll be thinking, what is this guy doing on here? When did you first know that you could sing? When was you like, I can do this?
You've asked me this before. You've asked me this on the podcast before.
Yeah, but no, we haven't released the podcast. So...
When did I first know? I was just always knew I could sing. Just walked around singing stupid songs about things that I could see. I was like a singing eye, a roaming singing eye.
A singing eye?
Yeah, if I saw something, I'd sing about it, so it'd be like,
you could take that on Britain's Got Talent.
Dog, see the dog, he's got a lovely way of being. Or like, if on the bus, I'd be like, I'm on the bus. When I was little, all the time. And then that just developed into the point where I started forming songs that made a bit more sense.
Yeah. Well, if people want to hear that again, I'd... What a showcase of your talent. I gave you a big chance. You failed to grab the brass ring in front of you, Kieran.
There's
a lovely dog.
He's got a lovely way of being.
He has got a lovely way of being, isn't he? Champ.
There's more to it than meets the eye.
Is there? Alright.
Meets the eye.
So you've got a new album coming out. Are we allowed to talk anything about that?
We'll talk about that when the new single's out, which is on the...
Can I ask you a question about that?
On the 20th of this month, it's in.
All right. What, so people have got to listen to my Wednesday show to find out about that?
Oh, they have indeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Throwing it forward like a champ.
Throwing what forward?
Like to the future, going, guys, don't worry about this because you're already listening, so we don't need to resell this to you. But how about this, what's coming up soon?
Okay.
That's called throwing forward in music.
Throwing in music?
In radio.
Thank you.
All right. What's it called in music?
We don't throw anything forward in music.
Why not? It's all about now. That's the problem with you, musicians. You're so reckless. You don't think about the future.
Now, that's what I call music.
Plugging.
Plugging.
That's what you call it, isn't
plugging,
it?
Plugging, yes.
Amanda just said, I think the word you're looking for is plugging.
Plugging.
Producing the show to a millimetre of its life. Amanda Redmond.
The one thing I'd say about this show is it's overproduced.
It's overproduced. Hey, and what a talent it's produced. Because nobody else would give me a job.
That's true.
Here I am.
What about that shop near you, the
Wesnes?
Wesnes, they'd employ you as the store boy.
No, they'd have me as
a store boy.
What, no, if I was there, I'd be called What's Next. I'm the future.
What's next?
Yeah, What's Next?
What's next?
Wesnes. What's next?
Isn't that like? Is that like a sort of clothing?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I like how you've done a little callback there, Kieran.
What's that?
Well, we've called back to something.
Stop using jargon.
Oh, jargon.
Throw forward, call back. Keep it in the present. You're like...
Come around
the
side.
Christopher Nolan with your strange arcing narratives.
Yeah.
Two people enjoyed that joke.
All right. Who was the other one?
Christopher Nolan.
Okay. Is he listening?
I hope so. That's the sort of thing he'll listen to. I'm sure.
Amanda, did we get Prince on the phone? He was busy.
I'm fairly sure Crystal Nolan's listening to this radio show.
Prince is busy.
Right.
He's having a nut roast.
I'll be having one of those later because I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, what? Because your girlfriend's a vegetarian? You no. Sap.
Oh, she happens to be a vegetarian, but I also happen to be
but
a vegetarian.
But you wasn't one.
I've always been a vegetarian.
No, you have not.
I'm doing a throwback to vegetarianism here.
Like when you was a conceptual gardener in the first hour of the show.
I am a conceptual gardener and a vegetarian. The two things go hand in
hand.
Can
I say...
Green fingers.
You're not a vegetarian.
I am 100%
vegetarian. When did you become a vegetarian?
I've always been a vegetarian.
No, you have not.
The whole... Have you ever seen me eat a piece of meat?
Yeah,
ever?
I've seen you eat pizzas with meat on.
Pizzas with meat on?
Yeah.
I've seen you eat pizza.
I've seen you eat a Hawaiian. I've seen you eat a pepperoni when you lived in a church in the Norfolk Broads.
I added margarita to
the Yorkshire Moors, not the Norfolk Broads.
You're forgetting. I actually had a margarita that evening. That evening when you bought the most pizzas I've ever seen a man buy.
Three? That was the size of a juggernaut's wheel.
They were fucking huge.
That's my second reference to juggernauts this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are welcome.
Maybe you're trying to bring in Joey Page's juggernaut as your sort of wrestling name.
Oh, that's what I'm going to call my next Edinburgh show.
Joey Page
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
Mm. Yeah.
To great success, I feel.
But I'll spell naught like a zero.
Juggernaut.
Yeah.
What will it be about? Are you doing Edinburgh? You must be doing Edinburgh.
Yes.
Have you got your show written?
Yep.
What's it about this year?
How I nearly got famous and instead have opted to live at my mum's house. Basically, I've messed my life up. All right?
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this the one where you... I can't reveal the concept, can I, in case you haven't?
There isn't a concept. It's just...
But what about that great idea? Yeah, they told me I went to the British Museum. You're not...
What was that?
I can't want to say it in case you're going to do
it. Well, say it, because if I've forgotten it, then I might do it.
But what if this is going to be unveiled? Like the one about...
No, I'm not going to unveil it.
If
tell
you don't...
Oh, yeah. So,
It's supposed to be a secret, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a secret.
You say I looked after your best interest.
It's Easter, though, so maybe I'll give that a little bit away.
Oh, Easter, the time for sharing secrets.
I'm going to make everybody come to my show and vote as to whether, because it's my 10th year in stand-up, whether I should retire or not at the end of the month.
I'll vote for you.
What, to retire? I knew that was coming. Do you remember when you did the other festival and you said I could stay at your flat and it turned out what you meant was I could make a bed out of curtains at the bottom of your bed
on the floor and sleep
in it for a week?
Which you did successfully.
And there was a rat in that flat.
There was a horrid rat in that flat.
There's a rat in the kitchen. Here we go.
Don't do it.
All right.
Have our drinks arrived yet?
No, it's not about drinks.
What's it about?
It's about high quality entertainment for the people that are listening on their long weekend. I feel like we've made it... Longer.
Longest weekend of my life.
Longest weekend ever, listening to those two baboons. So, you're next on the iPod Shuffler.
Have you done one?
Yeah, I just did. We have more Black Rebel Motorcycle Club than we could ever need.
Just turn it back up for you, because you complain about the volume.
Yes.
And then just
I think the listeners have complained about the volume.
And then you just do what you have to do.
If you'd like to complain about the volume, call us on the 0330... 2-2-3-0-2-0-0.
Call in and complain about the volume.
Or email James. It's his show. He's not here. Unlucky, mate. James@foobarradio.com. I did so well at this last week, and I thought, if James ever quits, I've got to be Bugsy number one to take over.
Bugsy number one?
Yeah.
In Bugsy number one?
No, Bugsy.
I don't know what Bugsy
is. You're not in South London. It's the same thing, but in South London. Someone else pulled me up on that yesterday. Or tweet at Foobar Radio. And no, I wasn't even doing that. I was doing the laminate and then I forgot what I was doing before. Yeah, I thought I was in pole position to be the new presenter of this show. Last week, smashed it. This week, wrecked it.
Who are your rivals?
Mark Dolan from Balls of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And... Lizzie Cundy, who is a wag.
Right.
They've got shows on here. I imagine they'd probably be.
What next? The Beatles?
If it's the Beatles, I'm skipping it. Oh, no, you can't. That's the rules. You're not allowed to skip it on. Right, let's see.
Oh, this is good.
It's the Stooges.
I've won.
Yeah, you've won that one.
Won.
Yeah. 3-2 to Kieran Leonard.
3-2 to Kieran Leonard.
On the iPod Shuffle. Oh, that was great. It was really nice to hear that. Raw Power by Iggy and the Stooges.
One of the great rock and roll records of all time.
One of the great rock and roll.
You can't argue with that.
I really like The Idiot.
I really like The Idiot as well.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite albums.
I like all of Iggy's stuff, to be honest.
He's great.
He's great.
Put a shirt on though, mate.
No, keep it off.
All right. Put a shirt on, keep it off. Listen to them not having a party in the gallery.
There's more fun happening in the gallery than there is...
What's your tour manager got? Some chicken?
Is he eating some chicken?
A bag of chicken out there.
Is he eating a bag of chicken?
It's nearly Easter eggs, but it's chicken.
Odd.
And just put a bed on so people can't hear their little party.
We've been discussing them and he's not even aware.
Yeah.
Look at him, he's eating.
No, they've stopped listening to the show. This is what a professional show this has turned into. Because producer Amanda said, can you mention what's going on next week's show? And she handed me a missive to read out.
Yeah.
Covered in vodka that she spilt all over
it.
What a show. Next week, the guest host will be Lucy Porter, the pocket rocket of stand-up comedy.
Right.
Because she's very small.
Right.
And her guest will be another fine comedian, Tom Allen. So I doubt there'll be booze or vodka or chicken or lengthy chat about Prince's vault. But you're welcome to listen to it anyway. It'll be great. It'll be more polished than this, won't it?
I'm standing up to join you.
We've both stood up. Got quite animated. I think it's the chemicals in the beer.
Chemicals in the beer?
Yeah.
I mean the alcohol.
Make me standy.
Standy.
Standy uppy. So, yeah. That was Iggy. You're definitely winning 3-2.
Definitely winning 3-2.
Iggy in the Stooges. Raw power.
Storming, yeah.
Have you ever seen him live?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, man. I'd love to see that.
I would like to see that as well.
Yeah. Be better than Kanye West at Glastonbury.
It would be great.
Better than Florence and the Machine.
It would be better than Florence and the Machine.
I mean, he won't be there, will he?
Iggy. Mm. Very unlikely.
Mm. Do you think any of the Hyde Park people will do it? Like Blur or Beck?
I don't think so.
Mm. Kind of bank on that.
I think they would have some issues with how many festivals they'd be doing if they did those as well.
Mm. Is that how it works? You're only allowed to do so many,
yeah. You can't do like
all the festivals.
Yeah, otherwise people, you know,
what's your favourite one to perform at?
Oh, I like the all different ones, but obviously Glastonbury's special.
Yeah.
I like Glastonbury.
Hey. We're both doing it this year.
Oh.
What a year if you're going to Glastonbury.
Big year.
Page, then Leonard.
God, can you imagine?
In a day.
In an evening.
Or you could just listen, if you haven't got tickets, just listen to this again.
Just record this.
If anybody listens to this more than once.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah. That's how we should check people's sanity. Make them listen to it. Did you enjoy it? It was alright. Do you want to listen to it again?
Yes.
Get in the van.
Immediately to Broadmoor.
Yeah.
Nice bit of silence.
Yeah, a little bit of... I was just enjoying that bit of bed. Sometimes I like to just give a bit of... little bit over to the bed.
Give it to the bed.
Give it over to the bed. This is actually the music from an MF Doom track that I've used in the background here.
Great.
You know about MF Doom?
No.
One of my favourite rappers of all time. Let me tell you about him quickly, Kieran.
Right.
He's a very fascinating character. He wears a metal mask all times.
Yeah.
He claims to be a supervillain. So he does, like, you know, when rappers like diss each other on a record.
Mm.
He does that, but to superheroes. He's got like a diss track about Batman. And he did some shows.
Right.
And he just sent somebody else that looked nothing like him in the mask.
Wow.
And just made him stand on stage and lip sync.
MF Doom.
Yeah. MFI.
I was about to say.
His brother.
Part of MFI.
His brother. His brother's MFI.
Perennial sale on.
Whole time. What, MFI?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore, does it?
I don't know.
What did it even stand for, MFI?
My favourite...
That's the beauty of having a computer in the studio. You can just Google MFI. And I'll find out for you. Did you... Because, do you know... you know Odeon?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that stands for?
No.
I don't know what his surname is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, just for this, Dietmeyer... I think it's something like that, right?
Right.
But Odeon stands for Oscar Dietmeyer, or whatever his surname is, entertains our nation.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite nice.
How about that?
It's a good name, Odeon.
Yeah. I don't know what MFI stands for. I've looked it up. Oh, no. No. No idea. I'll find out in the next song. Don't worry about that.
Phew.
So, Kieran.
Yeah.
You've got an album coming out soon, which you don't want to talk about till you come on my actual show.
Yeah.
Because, why give an exclusive to someone that's not even here?
Why not?
No, why?
Oh.
Yeah?
Why?
Unless you want to talk about it, then that's why not.
Okay, I see.
See what I've done?
I think so, yeah.
All right. What do you do when you're not recording and when you're not gigging.
Mm.
What do you do the rest of your calendar year?
I like to read.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I increasingly spend more and more time meditating.
Oh. I've never meditated.
Have you not?
No. I tried it once.
I'd get into it if I were you.
Why? My scatterbrain wouldn't be able to handle that, would it?
Oh, you never know. It might help you.
Do you think?
Mm.
Help me with what?
Your life.
Oh. Why would it help in my life? My life's fine, mate.
Your life.
Look at my mum's house. Man, your life.
No, nothing could improve your life, Jay.
No, that's what I mean. Right. What? Should we do another one then?
Yeah, it's you, isn't it?
Yes, me.
What's going to be the black?
So me, then you, and then we've got one more, and we're off.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, no.
So if you lose this by default, I've won.
Well, let's see then, because we don't know what yours is going to be.
It's going to be good.
All right, let's see. Ready?
I've lost my phone. I just threw it over there.
No, I've still got it. It's all right.
Yeah.
Right, ready?
Yeah. Why would I be unready?
It's Magnet by Bombay Bicycle Club.
You've lost. Well, you've lost that one.
Bit of lounge music at the end there. Lounge. Could have this in a little...
In the National Express coach lounge.
Yeah.
In Ipswich.
So, that was Bombay Bicycle Club and Magnet from their debut album, I Had the Blues, But I Shook Them Loose.
Oh!
Yeah? What do you think about that?
Nothing.
Nothing. Do you know what? I really liked them when they started. And the guy, the lead singer, when that came out, he was 17, mate.
Bloody hell.
Good, isn't it?
Amazing.
When did you start? Also, Mullard Furniture Industries, MFI, as it stands for. I've done my research. From this show today, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
you know what Odeon and MFI stand for. Laughter, learning stuff, music. The two L's and an M.
LLM.
Yeah.
Joey Page, LLM.
Joey Page, LLM.
Lm.
Lm. Any mantras?
Laughter, learn stuff, music.
Yep.
Great.
I feel like you've came in quite cock-a-hoop and you're going to leave a broken man. Also, speaking of which, I had to nip to the little boy's room during that last song.
Right.
And I come back to find my computer screen at the desk at the super hub of the radio station, at the captain's log of the radio station. What do I find in front of me on one of my four screens but all the Google images that could be found of Fred West?
I was surprised.
Why is that?
I was surprised myself when I just wandered around there to check something and I saw that you'd been staring at Fred West's cold blank eyes.
He looks a bit like my uncle, actually. I've got an uncle that's like Fred West.
When you're
who's
very
got
drunk,
a certain
you
no, I don't.
You do.
I've right. got better teeth.
You dress like him, though.
I've got less beady eyes.
No,
and I haven't
say
got
that.
Curly hair.
You've got some...
Now, you're getting me confused with Rose West.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. See, that's what's happened there.
Both the Wests you kind of fit in with, though.
Kanye.
Oh, yes. Kanye,
and,
Rose, and Fred.
And John West, the tuna man.
Oh, yeah, John West tuna.
You wouldn't know about that because you're a vegetarian falling on your sword,
oh,
mate,
actually,
for a girl.
I'm a pescatarian.
Oh, so you eat fish? Mm. It smells like it and all. I don't know what that means.
That was very Fred West of you.
Was it? Did he have a laugh like Bernard Manning?
He did, sadly.
Oh, okay.
For his victims.
It's taking a turn. Happy Easter, everybody. All right. So, Kieran.
Yes.
In... a little bit.
Yes.
We're going to see if you've won or lost iPod Shuffle.
We know we've won.
Yeah, but there's some right old tripe might show up on yours, mightn't it?
Never know.
Some butcher's tripe might show up.
Butcher's tripe.
Something he feeds the dogs. Kieran.
Yeah.
Have you missed me? I haven't seen you for a few months. Have you missed me?
It's only been about a month and a half, though.
Well, clearly I've missed you because it feels like it's been a few.
Yeah. Yes, I've missed you awfully.
Have
sure.
you? All right. Let's hang out soon.
Oh, yeah. If you weren't going to a baby's party after this, I'd...
What, dressed as Fred West? what are you doing tonight? Have you got a gig?
I've got a little show and...
Where's that?
In a place in, it's called The Stag in Belsize Park.
Belsize Park.
Yeah.
North London.
North London.
Never strays too far from his abode, does he?
That doesn't really make much sense.
You don't like to gig away from where you live?
Apart from I've been on 2 European tours.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when you're in London, you stay north.
Yeah, well,
I've never seen you gig in South London, that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I will be playing in South London soon.
Oh, where?
I don't know what it's called.
Ever the professional. That's what you musicians are. I've already touched on it. You only care about the now, you don't care about the future.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah. Plugging, mate, it's called.
What's throwing forward, plugging, throwing back? Throwing up.
I don't do that anymore, I'm not a 15-year-old girl.
Should we talk about all the times you've thrown up?
There's only been one, and I know when it was.
There's been another episode.
No, when?
Has there?
No.
I feel like there's been a time when you've disappeared.
No, I sweat a lot.
Oh, it's a sweat. But that's like your whole body's vomiting when you sweat.
Yeah, but normally because I'm late and I'm running for a train with a big bag full of stuff.
Oh, God, and you're always late. And you're flustered. And you've got like a Snickers in your hand or
something. I'm like, you know when you see a duck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I look very calm on the surface, but the legs underneath are going
You
like,
don't look calm on the surface.
Don't I? Do I not look calm now?
No, you look like a sort of a...
I'm quite nonchalant. I'm leaning back on my stool. I've only got 2 legs on the floor. Anything could happen.
Well, when you say anything could happen...
It's not going to. Yeah. All right. So, Kieran.
Yes.
Let's do your one then, ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what he's got. What? What's this? Britney Spears? What's that?
This is a fix. I'm not even going to engage with this.
I've won.
This is a
fix. No, I teed that up.
Yeah. I'm just not even engaging with that. Or I'm actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, like with the duck gliding on the pond with the legs going frantically underneath, when I don't appear to be saying much, you think this is a bit of a dry lunch. What's going on here? Yeah. Bit boring.
A dry lunch.
I'm normally planning some gold like that.
Whoever says this is a dry lunch?
My mate Barnaby says that.
Oh, right.
Bit of a dry lunch.
A dry lunch.
But to the point that he calls people that are really boring, he goes,
dry lunch.
Oh, that guy's a lunch.
A lunch?
He's just showing it to lunch.
I like the idea of being a lunch.
Yeah, you are a bit of a lunch, mate.
Oh, it's a nice lunch.
Oh, no. What's your favourite sandwich?
Oh, God. My favourite sandwich?
Yeah.
I've
got a better question because it's more related to music, but answer the sandwich one first.
Are you sure you want me to answer this?
Yes, please.
My favourite sandwich?
Mate, it's great radio.
My favourite sandwich?
The old sandwich question.
I'm actually...
You can cut the tension with a knife. Like you would a sandwich!
Oh, I've got a message.
Never mind that.
That's my lawyer. It's my lawyer.
Answer the sandwich question.
I'm a humble sandwich eater.
Yeah, what's in it?
Egg.
Oh. On the tour bus?
We don't eat egg sandwiches on the tour bus. We have different kinds of sandwiches.
Oh. What kinds?
Involving...
Booze?
Booze. We have booze sandwiches.
Booze sandwich.
Booze and lady sandwiches.
Oh, all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sounds like a right good old life. On my tour bus, which is my Ford Fiesta, I just have a Ginsters and a Red Bull. Kieran.
Yes.
Speaking of which, yeah. Riders, what do you have?
A bottle of Jameson's, some red wine, crisps.
Which kind of crisps?
Salt and vinegar normally.
Really?
Yeah, I like them.
But they're awful.
What is this? What is this angle you're pursuing now?
No, just that's an awful flavour.
Right, M&M's, like fruit.
What, peanut or normal?
Both, if I can.
What, mix them up in a bowl?
Sometimes.
Like a protected revel?
This is the most boring line of conversation.
Oh no, I just want to know what you have as a rider, because comedians don't get them.
Of course not.
What do you mean, of course not? Are you implying that we're inferior to you?
Everyone knows the answer to that question.
Yeah, no, good point. and you only have to look back as far as the quality of this show's banter.
Can you imagine
to see why?
Would you be offered a rider for this? I don't think so. And
I get a coffee.
You get a complimentary tea or coffee for performing a show.
And 2 custard creams in a packet, like when you're staying in a really cheap hotel. Which I've done many times, let me tell you that.
We've had one of the best hotel... I shouldn't really put it like that, should I? But we have had a wonderful
We've had
time.
A great, well, we didn't put it on TripAdvisor, did we?
We didn't. We did have a wonderful time in a hotel once.
Though. Right. What Kieran
that was
is,
the
what,
craziest
what Kieran is alluding
on a roundabout.
To, Okay. What Kieran is alluding to here, ladies and gentlemen, is when he dipped his toe into comedy, and it's not as easy as it looks, is it? Because you don't do it now, do you? You do music, and you make loads of money, and I'm unsuccessful living at my mum's. Cheers for that. Anyway, he basically booked me for a gig in Hull, where we got to stay in a hotel that I can only describe as, it was supposed to be like a Swiss chalet.
A set of chalets on a roundabout
in
Hull.
That's it was white magic. And green, and you didn't have curtains because you had a button that pulled down a blast shield shutter.
And it was made out of concrete. Honestly, if a nuclear warhead had gone off, we would have survived in that chalet in Hull.
Because we woke up with a man rattling on our shutter saying we were nearly late for the gig.
Well, we were nearly late for the gig.
Because we'd drunk the cheapest bottle of gin we could find and watched David Bowie in The Prestige.
That was the best. That was one of the best times I've ever had anywhere. In a bomb shelter with you watching David Bowie drinking.
And I necked some of that gin.
Find that bottle of gin in his garage?
Yeah, and then I necked some. And
like an episode of Casualty. That's how an episode of Casualty starts.
What did I say,
though? Bottle of gin in the garage.
Do you remember I said something quite harrowing?
To him?
I drank it. No. When we was drinking it on the edge of...
You normally say quite harrowing things when you're
anyway, drinking. Anyway, and then I went to the paper shop
to get some chewing gum Joey.
And seen that in the post-apocalyptic night where we'd been like passed out, Frank Butcher had died.
That was it, wasn't it? Yeah. He'd passed.
That is a true story. I'm not going to bring an autobiography out, but I am going to do like a... You know when people collaborate for an
Didn't
album?
Didn't we stay in that hotel where there's just loads of condoms outside when we were...
I don't know, mate. I don't remember that. I don't think that was me.
That was.
No. Can I just say, you know when people like do a collaborative album?
Yeah, it's not happening.
Can we do a collaborative autobiography?
No.
How good would that be? Right, give me your iPod, because I'm giving you the great honour. We're supposed to end on one of my songs, but you're next, so we're going to do yours.
I've already won then, haven't I?
Yeah, but let's find out what it is, because you might not have done.
I'll just let it play.
Well, you've teed that up.
No, I haven't teed anything up, mate.
Teed it up.
Does it look like I've teed anything up?
All right. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you've got.
What is this?
It's Van Morrison.
It's an
the
album.
New York Sessions.
I'll skip this.
Midnight. No, you can't skip it.
Go out on this. I love Van Morrison, but this is gonna...
I mean, it's too quiet, so I might have to skip it.
Skip it. Technical.
But anyway, this has been iPod Shuffle. I've been Joey Page, standing in for Jan Daycaster.
I do love Van Morrison, though.
Who have you been? Kieran Lenners,
yes.
I presume.
I hope so.
Amanda Redman, producing the show.
Hooray!
Out there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Easter. It's Bob Dylan.
It's one of his Christian rock records.
Right.
That's me. Skip it.
No, it's the Beatles again. Ryan Adams, is that all you've got on here? We've got to be out. Elton John, goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Perfect.
Goodbye, everybody. Happy Easter. It's been a pleasure sitting in. Lucy Porter next week, then James will be back at some point in the future. Cheers, bye. Happy Easter.